对不起，我的声音就是这样。
Sorry about my voice.
我昨天看到孙弟兄。
Yesterday I met Brother Sun.
我说孙弟兄，我没有嗓子了。
I said, Brother Sun, I lost my voice.
我想孙弟兄一定说，那你就不要去西雅图了。
I was hoping that Brother Sun said you don't have to go to Seattle. Then.
他怎么跟我说呢？他说你小心开车。
But what did he say to me? He said, drive safely.
那我就来了。
Then I came.
那所以请弟兄们忍耐我这个声音。
And please forbearing my voice.
那如果没办法，你们听不清楚，也不是我的责任，我想是主的心意。
So if it's something that you cannot hear clearly, it is not because of my issue, and it is probably the heart of the Lord.
我尽可能把它讲得清楚一点。
And I do my best to make it clear.
我们一同看一个地方的圣经。
And let's turn to one passage.
我们看哥林多后书第五章。
And let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
17节。
Verse 17.
若人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come.
今天我要跟弟兄们讲的就是要做新造的人。
Today, I would like to share with our brothers and sisters is to be a new creature.
我讲的声音会不会叫你们太为难呢、啊？
And,
太为难我就下来算
了。我的 voice make it too difficult for you. If that's the case, then I can just step down.
其实以前我们很认识的圣经。
This is a very familiar verse.
每次我们受浸的时候，我们把这些圣经送给新蒙恩的弟兄姊妹。
And every time when brothers and sisters were baptized, we would like to give them this verse.
我们跟他说，你现在是新造的人。
And we are telling them that now you are new creatures.
那今天早上我要跟大家一同来温习，到底什么叫做新造的人。
And this morning, I would like to review with the brothers and sisters, so what does that mean being a new creature?
那当然，这是一个很基本的信息。
Of course, this is a very fundamental message.
但我想最基本的，常常给我们是很大的帮助。
And yet, the most fundamental issues will give us the most help.
弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
你知道神对我们很特别。
You know that God is very special to us.
我们传福音的时候也常常这样的说。
When we preach the gospel, oftentimes we will say this.
我们的神从来不做修理的工作。
And our God will never do any repair work.
他要做更新的工作。
And He is doing the work of renewing.
你。
A replace.
你知道这很特别的。
And you know that is very special.
我们人都希望在基本上我们来修补。
And a lot of times for men, we would like to do the work of a repair.
我们希望能改一点就好了。
And we would like to just change a little bit. That's good.
你会没有想，其实我这个人不错。
And probably you will think this way that for me, I'm a relatively good person.
主啊，你只要把我改一点就好了。
Lord, as long as you just change me a little bit, that's good enough.
你能不能在我家庭里头改一点？
And probably you can change a little bit in my family life.
你在我什么事情上改一点，我就完全了。
And if you just change a little bit in all the things, then I will become perfect.
但弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
如果你越来越认识你自己，
If you come to know yourself more,
你就知道改不了的。
You will find out that you cannot be changed.
你改过吗？
And have you changed yourself before?
你成功吗？
And have you been successful?
不可能的。
It's impossible.
主今天给我们的是一个全新的生命。
And now today the Lord has given to us is a brand new life.
你知道神在我们生命里头做的是新的工作。
You know that the work that the Lord is doing in us is a new work.
你有没有得到新生命？
Have you received this new life?
如果要表态，你们都举手，对不对？
And if you want you to show your status, probably you're going to raise your hands.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们得到新生命。
Because we have received this new life.
但是，有新的生活吗？
Then do we have this new living?
你知道这个新的生命给我们何等的兴奋？
You know that this new life will bring us such excitement.
新的生命给我们新的生活。
And this new life will give us this new living.
但你的生活要怎么样呢？
But how shall you live your life?
弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
我们读圣经，
As we read the Bible,
我们看到神的作为，
And we can see the work of God.
我们来到启示录的二十一章，
As we come to the Revelation chapter 21.
那主怎么说？
And what does the Lord say?
看啊，
Behold,
旧的事情都过去了。
And all the old things have passed away.
我把一切都更新了。
And I have renewed all things.
我弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
所以你看到神在这里做的工作是新的工作。
Now you can see that the work of the Lord of God is a new work.
所以我们要新约。
Therefore, we have this new covenant.
如果今天我们来讲这个题目。
If today we're going to talk about this topic.
我们知道神不是从旧约里头有什么改变。
And we can see that it is not God would like to do some change from the old covenant.
他把个全新的约给了我们。
He has given us this brand new covenant.
我们有条又新又活的路。
And now we have this new and living way.
这是一条全新的路。
And that is a brand new way.
将来是新天新地。
And in the future, there is a new heaven and new earth.
今天我们在这个地方，我们常常都要讲环保，有没有
？And now we are nowadays we talk about we need to be conscious about our environment.
成功不成功
？And have we been successful?
你发觉好像做来做去，越做越糟糕哎。
And if probably you will find out that whatever you do, and the condition will become worse.
我们常常听见一个口号说：“拯救地球。
”And a lot of times we will hear this slogan to save the earth.
救得来吗
？And can you save it?
我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当救不来的时候
，When we cannot save it,
神把一个新天新地给我们。
And God will give us a new heaven and a new earth.
Thank you, brother. 看弟兄看见我，他听得很为难。
But our brother has a difficulty hearing my voice.
这个行不行？弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
你要知道神的作为是要把新的东西给我们。
You know that God's way of doing things is to give us new things。
但是这个新对你有没有感觉呢
？And yet, do you have this sense of newness？
什么叫做新呢
？And what is what does that mean being new？
你喜欢不喜欢新呢
？Do you like to be do you like new？
新对你来说是怎么的感觉呢
？And what kind of sense do you have about this newness？
我记得我小的时候
I remember when I was young.
我很喜欢问一个问题
I often like to ask one question.
什么叫做新呢
And what does that mean being new?
那我就问主日学的老师
So I asked my teachers in Sunday school.
我说老师啊将来在天堂我们做什么
And as I said, teacher, what are we going to do in heaven?
我不晓得你们问过这个问题
I don't know whether you have asked that kind of questions.
那主任学老师很简单，他回答我：，将来我们在天堂，我们就唱诗歌。
And the Sunday school teacher replied that in the future, when we're in heaven, we're going to just sing songs, sing hymns.
那我的嗓子从来不是动听的。
You know, my voice has never been that great.
那我说唱歌啊，那我说唱完呢。
And I said, "Oh, we're gonna sing hymns. So, what we're gonna do afterwards?"
唱完再唱。
So you're gonna sing some more?
我说唱完奇异恩典，那还是奇异恩典，那怎么办呢
？So I say, if I'm gonna sing that Amazing Grace, and after that is Amazing Grace again, so what afterwards?
然后我问老师说，唱到永远啊
？And so I asked the teacher, "We're gonna sing forever and ever?"
然后老师说，点头是。
And the,
teacher,
and the teacher said, "Yes, you're going to sing all the way."
然后我说天堂就没有什么好玩咯。
I said, "It's not that good to be in heaven."
弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
这是地上的思想，你知道吗
？And this is earthly thinking.
我们想到新，说到永远，不但是时间。
So when we talk about the term new and also eternity, it's not just confined in time.
那还是说到那个圣旨。
And you talk about that essence, the nature.
神把新的东西给我们。
God has given us these new things.
那是永远的新。
And that is a new eternity.
你知道圣经怎么说？将来我们唱新歌。
And what does the Bible say? It says that we're going to sing new songs.
那意思是每一天的歌都是新的。
That talks about the song for every day is new.
那永远都是新的。
And that is new throughout eternity.
弟兄姊妹，你不要问我怎么的新的法。
And the brother and sister, you don't have to ask me what kind of new that is.
我们不够明白。
Because we don't quite understand.
但我要告诉你。
But I have to tell you this.
那个新就是永远的新。
And that new is a forever new.
也一直每天都不一样。
And that will be different every day.
这地上的特点是什么？
And what is one of the traits in this world?
地上的特点，那就是旧。
And that is getting old.
那地上特点那个旧，叫我们感觉很难过。
And that getting old will make you feel really bad.
你有没有这个感觉？
Do you have that kind of a feeling?
你会感觉旧的东西叫你怎么个感觉呢？
And what kind of feeling do you have toward old things?
我记得我小的时候。
I remember when I was young.
我很喜欢一种动物。
I like one particular animal.
就是马。
Horse. I like horses.
那我呢？四岁我就很喜欢了。
And I like horses when I was 4 years old.
然后我常常跟我爸爸说，买一只马给我。
Oftentimes I would say to my dad, buy me a horse.
那当然不是活的，玩具已经很好了。
Oh, okay. It's not have to be a live horse. It's just a toy horse. That's good enough.
我一天到晚都叫我爸爸说，买我一只马，买我一只马。
So all day long I would ask my dad to buy me a horse.
结果有一天，我爸爸真把一只玩具的马买给我了。
And one day, my dad bought me a toy horse.
我那是四岁，我今天还记得很清楚。
I was 4 years old. I still remember that quite clearly.
我抱着那个马很高兴啊。
And I held that horse. I was so happy.
我又抱着它要睡觉啊。
And I held the horse in my sleep.
我说这是我的马。
And I said, this is my horse.
那个马呢有发条的，转了发条它就会跑。
And so that you can wind the spring and that horse can run.
玩了一天。
And I played the horse for one day.
第二天发觉没什么特别了。
And the second day I found that there is nothing special about that horse.
我还记得我爸爸在里头洗澡。
And I remember my dad was taking a shower.
我想这个马为什么会跑呢
？And I was thinking why this horse could run.
因为这个马外表我已经看来看去都没有什么新鲜感了。
So when I look at the appearance of the horse, I don't find anything special.
我怎么这样
？So what did I do?
我把那个马拆开。
And so I kind of disassemble that horse.
里头有个发条。
And there's a spring here.
我再把它一拆。
And I kind of disassembled that spring.
一下子都散掉了。
Then everything was falling all over the place.
我爸爸出来，孩子，你知道这只马多贵啊
？And so my father came out of the shower and said, "You son, my son, do you know how costly this horse is?"
你一直要我买，买了给你，你搞成这样子。
And you asked me to buy the horse, and I bought it, and now you did such a thing.
两天。
And it was only 2 days.
这只马就完蛋了。
And that horse was done.
弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
今天世界的人追求什么
？And what the people in this world are pursuing after?
他们追求新鲜。
They are pursuing something new.
我又不要讲太多的例子，你想想看。
I don't have to give you too many examples, but you can think about it.
一下子就变旧了。
And but whatever that new thing is, you will turn to old pretty quickly.
新婚的感觉好不好
？And is that good to to be a newlywed？
哎呦，我教会刚好有一个新婚的年轻人。
And we just have this newlywed couple in our church。
哎呦，他们很可爱啊。
And they are so lovely。
哎呀，一天到晚都走在一起。
And they were kind of walking side by side all day long。
常常笑眯眯的。
And they are all smiles。
但我这个结婚超过30年的人，我清楚了。
But for me, who have been married for over 30 years, I know it very well.
前头还有很多事情等着他们去经验呢。
And there's a lot of things ahead of them for them to experience.
但是他们感觉新婚快乐。
But they feel like they are just got married. It's so happy.
但我看到很多弟兄姊妹。
And then I see many brothers and sisters.
他们的婚姻落在很多不同的难处里头。
And their marriages fell into many different kinds of troubles.
为什么?
Why?
这个爱变旧了。
Because that love had become old.
这婚姻的感觉变旧了。
And that sense of a marriage becomes old.
弟兄姊妹啊。
So brothers and sisters.
这个地上的一切给我们都是会变旧的。
The things in this world become old.
有的时候我们感觉错了。
Sometimes we have this wrong feeling.
我们以为我们得着的生命也好像会变旧的。
And we feel like the life we have received will become old.
我们来到聚会当中，我们感觉这聚会好像也会变旧的。
As we come to the church meeting, we feel like the meeting itself will become old.
还是这个房子。
And it, because it is this building.
你还记得你们新搬来的时候吗？
It's still the same building. Remember the first time when you move into this building.
好兴奋有没有？
You were so excited.
哎呦，好高哦。
Oh, it's such a tall building.
好大哦。
Oh, such a big building.
现在你来有没有这样讲话？
And when you come in this time around, do you have that same feeling?
没有感觉啦。
And then the feeling is gone.
那弟兄姊妹，你聚会，你听到听多了，也没有感觉了。
So brothers and sisters, as you listen to the messages often, probably you also lose that feeling.
但弟兄姊妹啊。
But brothers and sisters.
不可以的。
And it should not be.
神给我们是新的生命。
Because what God has given to us is a new life.
我们每天过一个是新的生活。
And every day we have this new living.
将来在天堂里头，你放心，你不会感觉沉闷的。
And you, I can assure you, when you're in heaven, you won't feel bored.
因为我们的主是永远的新。
Because our Lord is forever new.
你今天认识他，跟明天认识他又不同了。
And you know him today, your knowledge of him today is different from your knowledge of him tomorrow.
每一次看到我们的主都是新的。
Every time as we see our Lord, He is new.
我们不够用我们的话来发表。
And a lot of times we don't know how to express it with our words.
但我要告诉弟兄姊妹。
But I have to tell brothers and sisters.
我们用永远来认识他，还是认识不完的。
And if you want to know Him throughout eternity, it's still not enough.
那是我们的经验。
And that is our experience.
我真怕今天我们的基督徒是怎么个基督徒呢？
And what kind of Christians we are today?
就是失去了信心。
And that is lose this freshness, newness.
你知道广东话有句很有趣的。
There's an interesting saying in Cantonese.
他说一个人啊，就好像一个，怎么说呢？这个老油条。老油条你不知道。Oh, sorry.
Okay, so some, yes.
So、你知道油条好不好吃啊
？No, there's a Chinese. There's a.
They call it donut and the deep fried donut. I or whatever.
Oh, Chinese deep fried donuts.
你知道新鲜的油条很好吃的。
You know that this freshly fried donuts is very good.
又香又脆。
And it's a very crispy and good.
但是老的油条呢？
But yeah, but this is aged fried donut.
你就不喜欢吃了。
Then you don't like it.
又不香又不脆。
And it's not good, it's not crispy either.
弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
今天在神家里头，有的人虽然很年轻，但你碰上他就像老油条一样。
And even in the house of God, even they are very young physically, but when you get in touch with them, they just feel like they age fried donuts.
道理懂不懂？
And do you understand that? They understand the doctrine.
都懂的。
They all understand the doctrine.
聚会怎么聚会？知道的。
They know how to assemble.
啊，先唱诗，然后祷告，然后听道理，都很清楚的。
They know how it goes. You just sing hymns, and they're gonna say prayers, and then you're gonna listen to messages.
有的听到听得变成专家了。
And some people has become experts in listening to messages.
圣经读完。已经知道要讲什么了。
And after we read through the passages, they already know what kind of message they're going to hear.
我还记得我有次去讲道。
I remember one time I'm going out to share the message.
我下来。
After I stepped down from the podium.
有个弟兄跑来跟我说。
And one brother came up to me.
他说郭弟兄啊，你讲道没什么特别吧。
He said, Brother Cock, and your message is not,special at all.
你的就是你托生加将守道再加点斯伯克就此而已。
So your message is a composition of a Brother Watchman Nee plus a Brother Stephen Kong and a little bit of a Brother Sparks.
你碰过这样的人吗？
And have you met such a people?
我不能不点头啊。
Cannot help but nod my head.
他讲对的。
And he was right.
我碰到过专家了。
I met an expert.
他什么都知道。
He knew everything.
但问题是不是你知道多少？
But the issue is not how much you know.
你的生命的活力有多少？
But it is how much vigor you have in your life.
那个心在你里头有多少？
And that how much newness in you.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters.
我看到些人都救多年。
As I have seen my brothers and sisters who have been saved for many years.
但是里头满了活力。
And but they are still full of vigor.
生命在那里头是那样的有活泼有信心的。
And the life in them is so fresh and so vivid.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters.
如果有人在基督里。
If anyone is in Christ.
他就是新的创造。
And he is a new creature.
那意思是什么？
And what does that mean?
不是昨天他信主是新造，今天变成旧造了。
It's not that when he believed in the Lord yesterday, he was a new creature, and now he is an old creature.
那再过一天更旧了。
And then one day ahead, then forward, then will become even older.
不
，No.
这个新是永远的新。
And that new is a new forever.
今天是新的。
It is new today.
明天是新的。
It is new tomorrow.
后天是新的。
And the day after is still new.
弟兄姊妹，你信不信？
So brothers and sisters, do you believe that?
你旁边的人感觉你新的还是旧的？
And the people next to you, do they feel you are new or old?
你家里头的人感觉你是不是个老油条？
And the people in your house feel like you are an old, aged old donuts.
你已经信主多年，你什么都懂。就是没有生命的活力。
And you have believed in the Lord for so many years, and you know everything, but you don't have this vibrancy in life.
弟兄姊妹啊，
and brothers and sisters,
你叫主把什么给我们？
You know what the Lord has given to us.
主给我们都是新的。
And what the Lord has given to us is new.
最近主给我一点安慰。
And recently the Lord has given me some comfort.
主在提醒我，有一天主把个全新的身体给我。
And one day the Lord will give me this brand new body.
有的时候我在外头服侍。
And sometimes as I serve outside.
有人跑来跟我说，哎呀，郭弟兄，我认不得你了。
And some brothers and sisters will come out to me and say, Brother Cock, I could not recognize you.
我不见他十年，他不认得我了。
And after 10 years now, they cannot recognize me.
他不是说我变得漂亮了。
And they didn't say I become more and more handsome.
他说你老了很多啊。
He said you have aged.
你还有很多白头发、啊、
And you have more gray hair.
哎呦，十年过来，越来越旧了。
And after 10 years, I become more and more aged.
弟兄姊妹。
And the brothers and sisters.
将来主给我们的新的身体。
And in the future, the Lord will give us a new body.
当我们把这个脱下的时候。
And as we put off this old one.
我们要穿上荣耀新的身体。
Then we will put on this new glorious body.
我们里面是新的。
And we are new inside.
我们外面是新的。
And we will be new outside as well.
我们全都是新的。
And we will be new inside out.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我真希望我们做基督徒能够做到这样的实在。
And we can be a Christian to this reality.
我们每天都是新的生活。
And every day of our lives is new.
我们对主的经历都是新鲜的经历。
And our experience of the Lord is a new experience.
这是主给我们的祝福。
And that is a blessing of the Lord to us.
只要在基督里。
As long as he is in Christ.
永远是新造的人。
And he is forever a new creature.
主说旧事已过。
The Lord says that the old things has passed away.
都变成新的了。
And everything has become new.
那我愿意靠着主的话。
And I would like to rely on the Lord's words.
我们再来思想一点，新是怎么一回事情。
And we would like to continue to meditate about the matter concerning being new.
当然要讲的很多，我只讲三个点就好了。
Of course, there is much to say, but I will only mention three points.
第一个。
The first.
供应是新鲜的。
The supply is new.
我们知道以色列人的故事。
We know that the story of Israelites.
我们读圣经就知道了。
As we read the Bible, we know that.
当他们在旷野过生活的时候。
And when they were in the wilderness,
他们吃什么？
What did they eat?
他们吃玛拿，对不对？
They ate manna.
那吃玛拿一个很特别的要求。
And there's a very special requirement to eat manna.
玛拿你不能保留的。
And you cannot keep manna for a long time.
你每天一次，你去捡玛拿。
And once a day, you have to pick up manna.
你太阳还没有出来以前，你就去把它捡起来。
Before the sun rises, you have to pick up manna.
第二天如果你不去的话，前天你捡的就会烂的，就会臭的。
And if you want to keep the manna from the day before, then that will become rotten.
所以以色列人除了安息日可以留以外，每天都要捡玛拿。
And except the Sabbath, they can keep manna for overnight, and every day they have to go out and pick up manna.
他去捡回来。
And when they pick up manna,
满足他的需要
to satisfy their needs.
但是每天都是新的。
And yet it was new every day.
弟兄姊妹，这是新约告诉我们怎么的经历呢？
And so, brothers and sisters, how do we experience that from the new covenant perspective?
主每天给我们的供应都是新的。
The Lord's supply for us every day is new.
当然，我们过去的经历给我们有帮助。
Of course, our past experiences will give us help.
但是我每次在主面前应该有新的经历。
And yet, every day we should have this new experience before the Lord.
我要问弟兄姊妹。
I have to ask brothers and sisters.
主跟你讲话在什么时候呢？
And when did the Lord speak to you?
上次跟你讲话是多久以前呢？
And when was the last time he spoke to you?
我在温哥华，我帮助那些刚受浸的弟兄姊妹。
And I in Vancouver, I helped those who were just baptized.
我要他们读圣经。
I asked them to study the Bible.
他就问我说，郭弟兄，我该怎么读呢？
And some asked me, Brother Clark, how should I study the Bible?
我从来都没读过，我怎么能读明白它？
I have never read the Bible before. How can I understand it?
我跟他说。
And I said to him.
只有一个方法，很简单。
There's only one way. It's very simple.
每天你把圣经打开的时候。
Every time as you open the Bible.
你先有一个祷告。
You should have a prayer.
你说主啊。
You said, Lord.
今天你好不好跟我讲一句话。
And today, how about speak one word to me?
一句就够了。
Just one word. It is enough.
就够我今天用的。
And that will be enough for me throughout the day.
这句话帮助我今天过地上的日子。
And that word will help me to live my daily life.
你就这样祷告就好了。
And if you have that prayer, that's enough.
当你这样读，主正跟你讲话，你就可以停下来。
And as you read in this way, when the Lord speaks to you, then you will stop.
你说主，感谢你，你跟我讲话了。
And you will say, Lord, thank you for speaking to me.
诶，他们将来走的时候，他们感觉真的不错。
And as they do in this way, they feel like it is good.
弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters.
主有没有跟你讲话呢？
Has the Lord spoken to you?
主上次跟你讲话是什么时候呢？
When was the last time the Lord spoke to you?
主有没有给你供应呢？
And has the Lord supplied to you?
你的玛拿是新的还是旧的？
Is your manna new or old?
你自己知道。
You know it well.
我们到超市买东西。
As we go to a supermarket,
你第一个要看是什么？
What do you want to look at for the first thing?
现在你买吃的，上面都有个到期日期 expiry day, 对吧？
Yeah. So when you look at the food and you would like to look at the expiration days,
过期的你买不买？
And you want to buy something that has a go beyond the expiration day.
再便宜也不买是吧？
And no matter how cheap that will be, then you will not buy it.
我试过闯祸了。
And I have made some, caused some trouble.
我姊妹叫我去买，你知道我看也不看，就拿回家了。
And when my wife asked me to do some grocery shopping, I did not take a look and I just grabbed those items.
我姊妹拿回家一看，过期的你买回来干什么呢？
And so my wife took a look and said, it is already beyond the expiration day, why do you want to buy them?
弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers and sisters,
你现在存在你身边的那些供应是不是已经过期的？
And for the supply you have them been expired?
有没有新鲜的？
Do you have anything new?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
以色列人每天要找新鲜的。
And for the Israelite people, they would like to find something new every morning.
今天主给我们的供应都是新的。
And today the Lord's supply to me is always new.
有的时候大的困难来了。
And sometimes the troubles are big.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主把新的能力给我们。
The Lord will give us this new strength.
把新的方向给我们。
Give us this new direction.
给我们新的能力。
Give us a new power.
我们基督徒是要这样过生活的。
And for us as Christians, we should live our lives this way.
每次我们把主的话打开。
Every time as we open up the word of the Lord.
你要真的好像一本新的书一样。
And you should read it as it is a new book to you.
我常常跟弟兄们说。
And oftentimes I say to brothers and sisters.
这本圣经我已经读过好多遍。
I have read this Bible for many times.
但很多时候我打开我读好像从来没有读过一样。
But oftentimes as I open the book, as I read it, I feel like I have never read before.
你试过吗
？Have you had that？
我还记得我大学毕业的时候。
I remember when I graduated from college。
我把我的书都丢掉了。
I just toss out all my books。
这个书现在我不再用了。
And I will never use those books anymore。
我不懂
了。I all understand them。
我拿了证书了。
I already got my diploma。
那我把我书卖掉，有点钱才好。
And so I sold all my textbooks and to have some money。
我学会了
，because I already learned.
但弟兄姊妹
，but brothers and sisters，
其实永远是新鲜的书。
And yet this book is always new.
我们很懂得一句圣经节。
And there is a very familiar verse.
圣经都是神所默示的。
And because the scriptures is given by is a breath of God.
如果我们真的读这些话
，if we really read those words，
那不是说到过去。
That's not talk about the past.
当然过去都是神所默示的。
Of course, all the past was breathed by God as well.
但是新的每一天神都用他的话来启示我们。
And then, but even every day, the Lord is revealing himself to us through his word.
这是新鲜的供应。
And that is a fresh new supply.
如果你没有新鲜的供应
，If you do not have this new supply，
你怎么有新鲜的生活
？How can you have this new living？
我们在家庭的里头
，So in our family life，
我们有困难
，And when we have a difficulties，
怎么办
？How should we deal with those？
如果我们照着旧人旧的方法，一定有很多的问题。
If you want to deal with those issues with our old men, according to our old men, with the old methods, they will cause more problems.
你有没有试过一次
？Have you ever tried that once?
主在你里头讲话
，and when the Lord spoke to you,
那是新鲜的话
，and that was a new word, fresh word.
那是活泼的话
，and that was a living word.
就解决了你的问题
，and that will resolve your issues.
有位弟兄跟我说
，and one brother told me.
他跟他姊妹吵架吵得不得了。
And he got into this fight with his wife.
他差点要动手打他了。
And he was about to hit her.
他以后非常的生气。
And he was so enraged.
你看这个家庭的关系好像要破裂了。
It felt like the relationship with that family is about to break.
就在那个时候。
And at that moment,
在他里头主给他讲一句话。
And in him, the Lord gave him one word.
基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
And Christ loved the church and died for the church.
对这个弟兄来说，所有的道理好像他都对。
And according to this brother, everything, he felt everything was right, he was in the right.
他没有任何的道理跟他的姊妹道歉的。
And he has no reason to apologize to his wife.
他可以有很多理由说，还是我太太不该，我是应该的。
And he has all kind of reasons saying that his wife is in the wrong and he was in the right.
但是不是讲道理。
But that is not the time to reason.
你讲道理就没有舍己了。
And if you want to reason, then you cannot deny yourself.
就跟他讲话。
And when the Lord spoke to him,
以弗所书不是读过很多遍吗
？And have you read Ephesians many times？
他也知道很多啊。
And he knew very much。
但主重新的在他里头讲一次。
And but once again, the Lord spoke to him。
基督爱教会。
And Christ loved the church。
为教会舍己。
And he died for the church。
他就倒下来了。
And he prostrate before。
这个为他的家带来新的一页。
And that has ushered in a new chapter to his family.
你明白吗？
Do you understand that?
弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒怎么过新的日子？
And so brothers and sisters, as Christians, how should we live these new days?
你要有新的供应。
You need to have this new supply.
有新的帮助。
You need to have this new help.
那第二点。
And the second point.
那就在耶利米哀歌第三章。
That is in Jeremiah chapter 3.
Lamentation
chapter
3. 那是耶利米在神面前的祷告。
And that is a prayer of a Jeremiah before the Lord.
我们都很熟悉这话。
And we know this a very, we are very familiar with these words.
他说神啊，你的怜悯每一天都是新鲜的。
And he said that, God, your mercies are new every morning.
每一个早晨你的怜悯是新鲜的。
And your mercies are new every morning.
为什么耶利米这样祷告呢？
And why did Jeremiah pray such a way?
为什么耶利米有这个感觉呢？
And why he has such a feeling?
什么叫做怜悯？
And what are mercies?
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你对怜悯怎么领会？
So brothers and sisters, how do you understand mercies?
怜悯的意思，我的解说。
And my understanding concerning mercies.
就是你已经到了负数了。Minus,
okay. So you already get into this minus domain.
你已经欠了神的。
You are in debt.
你知道马太就告诉我说，一个人欠了他主人，主人就怜悯了他。
And you remember what Matthew says that when a person who are in debt to his master, and the master had mercy on that servant.
我们从零到有，这叫做恩典。
And we start from zero to have something that is grace.
但是我们从欠了能够上来，就叫做怜悯。
And yet we are in debt, and now we can come back up. It is a mercy.
耶利米很明白。
And Jeremiah knew this very well.
他们知道这帮百姓怎么得罪神。
And he knew that how these people offended against God.
照着神的公义。
According to God's righteousness.
他欠了神那么多。
And they were in great debt to God.
耶路撒冷灭亡是应该的。
The city of Jerusalem's destruction was the way it ought to be.
耶路撒冷完全被毁是应该的。
And the Jerusalem should be destroyed.
那他有什么可靠呢？
And anything else that he could rely on.
耶利米在那里哭，耶路撒冷怎么办呢？
And Jeremiah wept. And how could the city of Jerusalem do?
耶利米有一个感觉。
And yet Jeremiah had this feeling.
神啊，你的心思广大。
And your faithfulness is great, O God.
你的怜悯永远是新鲜的。
And your mercies are new forever.
我没有别的依靠。
I have no other reliance.
我没有任何一个工作的叫神你说可以你满意。
And there is none of our works that can satisfy you, God.
我只有一个的依靠。
And yet I have only one reliance.
就是你永远有新的怜悯。
Because there is always a new mercy with you.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是耶利米的祷告。
This is Jeremiah's prayer.
也是应该我们每个人在神面前的祷告。
And that should also be our prayer before God.
你知道我们需要在神面前求神新鲜的怜悯吗？
You know that we need ask God for His new mercies.
如果我们不来到主的面前，
If we do not come before the Lord,
我们常认为说我们已经不错了。
Oftentimes we feel like we are good enough.
我们已经到了一个点，好像自己已经很讨神欢喜了。
And it seems that we have reached a point that we are pleasing to God.
但如果我们正在神的光里头，
But if we are truly in the light of God,
我弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道我们欠神何等的多。
And we can truly see that we are in much debt to God.
你答应了神的事情你做了没有？
And have you done the things that you have vowed to God?
你亏欠了神的事情有多少？
How much you have a shortchanged God?
你犯了多少的罪？
How many sins you have committed?
你答应了神做这个做那个你都没有做。
You have a promise God to do this and that, and you have not fulfilled your promises.
我们感谢主。
And yet we thank the Lord.
神不是照着我们所做的来报应我们。
And God will not recompense us according to what we have done.
每一个早晨我们来到神面前。
Every morning as we come before God.
我们有什么依靠？
And what kind of reliance do we have?
我说神啊，你的怜悯是新鲜的。
We say, God, your mercies are new every morning.
我常有这个感觉。
Oftentimes I have this feeling.
我记得我小的时候。
I remember when I was young.
当我皮了。
When I was naughty.
我爸爸拿棍子打我。
And my dad would like to hit me with a stick.
然后跟我爸爸怎么说
？And how did I say to my dad?
爸爸，我下次不敢了。
And dad, I won't do it anymore.
那爸爸就有一点怜悯。
And then there's some mercies with my dad.
那次就不打了。
And then he will spare me that time.
那我再来呢
？And I did that again.
那就没有喽。
Then the mercy is not there.
弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
照着我们的本相
，According to what we are,
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么能够叫神欢喜呢
？How can we bring joy to God?
但弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
我要给你们一个安慰
，I want to give you some comfort.
我要给你一个鼓励
，I want to give you some encouragement.
不要给仇敌骗你。
Don't be deceived by the enemy.
仇敌说你不行了。
And when the enemy says that you are not good enough,
你放弃吧。
And you should give up.
你说仇敌说你先不要再追求了。
And the enemy says, don't pursue anymore.
神对你已经死心了。
And God has been disappointed with you.
不。
No.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
永远是新鲜的怜悯。
And there are always a new mercies.
你只要来到他面前
As long as you come before him,
你就能够经历那个新鲜的怜悯
And you can experience that new mercies.
我们主就是重新把我们接纳过来
And our Lord will accept us anew.
把新的一天给我们
He will give us another new day.
耶利米这样呼求
And Jeremiah cried in this way.
照着百姓的光景是应该灭亡的。
According to the condition of the people, they should be destroyed.
但是照着神的怜悯
，But according to God's mercies,
他可以被恢复过来。
They can be restored.
弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
照着神的怜悯
，According to God's mercies,
我们都应该被神恢复过来。
And we should all be restored by God.
每一天是新的怜悯
，And every day there's new mercies.
为了叫你们不要太难过
，In order not to make you too feel too difficult，
我讲快一点
，I will speak faster。
我再讲一个新鲜的爱
，I will talk about another point the new love。
你知道，我常跟年轻的弟兄姊妹说
，You know， oftentimes I will speak to young brothers and sisters。
感情是需要培养的
，And the affection need to be cultivated.
你不要以为结了婚就没事了。
And don't ever think that once you get married, then everything will be fine.
你需要一点一点培养起来。
And you need to cultivate that relationship.
那主对我们要求是什么呢
？And so, what kind of requirement of God for us?
主怎么对以弗所的教会讲呢
？And what does the Lord say to the church in Ephesus?
启示录第二章给我们看得很清楚。
And Revelation chapter 2, it is very clear to us.
主对以弗所的教会怎么说
？And what did the Lord say to the church in Ephesus?
我知道你的劳苦。
I know your labor.
我知道你有分别，谁是真的，谁是假的。
I know you can discern who is true and who is false.
我知道你这么努力。
I know you have been laboring very hard.
但有个事情我要责备你。
And yet I would like to rebuke you one thing.
那是什么
？What is that？
我把你们把起初的爱离弃了。
Because you have lost the first love。
我要问弟兄姊妹。
So I would like to ask brothers and sisters。
什么是起初的爱呢
？What is this first love？
我用简单的比喻给你们说明一下就好了。
I would like to use a very simple illustration to explain this。
当我们深喜欢一个，我们刚开始喜欢一个人的时候
，So if we love someone for the first time，
我们对他很有兴趣
，And then we have a great interest in that person，
是不是
？Is that true？
我的姊妹坐在下面，我也是没关系，我可以讲一点。
My wife is there， but I think it's okay for me to say something。
当我对他开始有点兴趣的时候
，When I express an interest in my wife，
我对他有点感情的时候
，When I have this affection toward her，
我要知道他很多他的事情
，And I would like to find out more about her。
那当然，他的名字我早就知道了。
Of course, I knew her name well before that。
因为他曾经是我主日学的学生。
Because she was a student in my Sunday school class.
但是我不知道她什么时候出生啊。
But I didn't know when she was born.
那我要查一查了。
So I need to find it out.
我要对她 知道一下。
I need to find something more about her.
那还好，这不难查到的。
And it's not difficult to find out.
那我查了出生。
And so I found out the birthday.
那到她生日，我有点表示嘛。
And so to that birthday, then I need to express something.
那我要知道他有什么朋友。
And then I need to find out what kind of friends she had.
然后我再发现他喜欢吃什么。
And then I need to find out what's her favorite dishes.
弟兄姊妹。
And the brothers and sisters.
我对他有兴趣。
I had an interest in her.
我要他感觉到我的爱。
And I would like her to feel my love toward her.
那不好意思说。
It's a little bit embarrassing. It's a little bit embarrassing.
过了三十年
，After 30 years，
兴趣就少很多了。
The interest is not as great。
但我告诉弟兄姊妹
，And yet, brothers and sisters, I would like to tell you。
你知道吗
？Do you know that？
神对我的兴趣从来没有减少过。
And God's interest in us will never be lessened。
我们在追踪的时候。他对我们有兴趣。
When we were in sin, he had this experience in us, interest in us.
当我们心稍微转向他，神对我们有兴趣。
When we turn our hearts toward him a little bit, he had this interest in us.
当我们愿意举手表示相信的时候，神对我们有兴趣。
God has interest in us when we raise our hands willing to believe in Him.
当我们受洗的时候，主对我们有兴趣。
He had interest in us when we were baptized.
当你做基督徒一年有兴趣。
He had interest in us when we have become a Christian for a year.
两年、三年，一直过来，我们的主对我们那个兴趣还是刚开始的时候一样。
And the interest of our Lord toward us is always the same as the beginning after we believe in the Lord 2 years or 3 years and all the way through.
接我叫起初的爱。
And this is the first love.
弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters.
我们自己的感觉老旧了。
And our feelings may become old.
但主对我们还是一直用他不改变新鲜起初的爱来对着我们。
And yet God's love toward us is never changing, it's always a first and always new.
那主怎么来要求我们？
And what does the Lord require of us?
你对主那个起初的爱还在吗？
Do you still have your first love toward the Lord?
我还记得我刚要受浸的时候。
I remember when I was about to be baptized.
我感谢主，我得救了。
I thank the Lord, I was saved.
我记得很清楚。
I remember very clearly.
我走在马路上。
And when I was on the street.
哎呀，我感觉这个马路是软的。
I feel like the road seems very soft.
我好像一步一步弹着飞着的跑到聚会去。
I feel like I was dancing and bouncing all the way to the meeting place.
我很喜乐。
And I was filled with joy.
那时候老弟兄讲到，我一点都不感觉他讲的闷的。
And when the elderly brother preaching, I didn't feel his message that boring.
哎呦，很有兴趣啊。
And I had a great interest.
哦，很好听啊。
And the message was very good.
那当然，后来发觉他讲话一点都不好听啊。
But later I found out that the way he spoke was not that appealing.
那个时候只要听到主的名字，我里头心会跳的。
And at that moment when I heard the name of the Lord, there my heart would start racing.
慢慢呢。
And gradually.
变成个老基督徒了。
I became an old Christian.
道理知很多了。
And I knew many doctrines.
弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters.
对主的爱就降下来了。
And yet my love toward the Lord starts to decrease.
你爱一个人。
When you love someone.
你为他能够摆出很多东西。
And you are willing to offer much for that person.
是不是呢？
Is that true?
你还记得你对主那个起初的爱的时候，你奉献了什么？
And probably still, do you remember what have you offered to the Lord when you were in that first love?
我还记得我年轻的时候。
I remember when I was young.
我六点半就跑到会所去聚会了。
I went to the church meetings 6:30 in the morning.
没有人开门，我说没关系，我来开。
And nobody was about to open the door. I said, "That's okay, I can do that."
我五点多就爬起来了。
And I got up in just around five.
然后我确定六点半以前我把门打开。
I was making sure that the door will be open by 6:30.
我第一个人去。
I was the first one there.
我去摆椅子。
And I was to put out the chairs.
我等弟兄姊妹来。
I was waiting for brothers and sisters.
现在呢？
But what about now?
六点半。
6:30.
开玩笑了。
And it's a joke.
八点半还是太早了。
And 8:30 seems early.
会吗，弟兄姊妹？
Is that the case?
你刚最开始的时候，对主那个感情还有没有呢？
Do you still have that feeling, affection toward the Lord?
在教会历史里头。
In church history.
有很有名的姊妹。
There's a very famous sister.
她叫做 Amy Carmichael.
And her name is Amy Carmichael.
我今天没有时间讲她的故事。
I don't have a time to talk about her story.
但是她讲了一句话很有意思。
And yet the phrase he made was very interesting.
她说你可以有付出而没有爱。
And you can give something out without love.
但当你有爱，你就不能不给。
And but when you have a love, you cannot help but to give.
我再讲一次。
I will say it again.
你可以有很多的付出，里头没有爱。
You can give much, but without love.
但当你有爱，你就不能不给。
But when you have love, you cannot help but to give.
主说：“孩子们，你起初的爱在哪里呢？”
The Lord said, "Children, where is your first love?"
你那个爱还新鲜不新鲜呢？
Is that love still fresh?
你上次真的给了主是什么时候呢？
And when was the last time that you gave something to the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，
And brothers and sisters,
我常常这样来劝弟兄姊妹。
Oftentimes I would like to encourage brothers and sisters in this way.
神从来不看我们给他多少。
God never look at how much we are giving to him.
主看我们保留了多少。
But he is looking at how much we have kept for ourselves.
那何等大的分别。
That's such a big difference there.
当很多人都把钱投在奉献箱里头的时候。
When many people put their monetary offerings in the monetary box, offering box.
主一句话都不说。
And the Lord didn't say a word.
有一个人看他不起的寡妇来了。
And there is one poor widow.
她只投两个小钱。
And she was only putting two copper coins.
没有人看得起她。
And she was despised by many.
这两个小钱算什么呢？
And what are those two copper coins worth?
但我们主讲话了。
And yet our Lord says something.
主称赞她了。
And the Lord praised her.
多少钱主都不称赞。
And the Lord did not praise of any other monetary offerings.
主为什么称赞这两个小钱呢？
Why did the Lord offer, praise those two copper coins?
因为这两个小钱是这个寡妇养生的。
Because the poor widows was relying on those two copper coins.
弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
神不看我们给多少。
God does not look at how much we are giving to him.
主看我们保留多少。
But he is looking at how much we have kept for ourselves.
我记得有一次我讲完道。
And I remember one time after I finished my message.
有弟兄跑来找我。
A brother came up to me.
他说郭弟兄啊。
He said, Brother Cock.
你讲得很好。
He said, the message was very good.
但你知道我做生意的。
But you know I'm in business.
你知道如果这次我不骗他。
You know that if I do not deceive that person,
我丢300万
and then I'm going to lose 3 million.
他说郭弟兄，你知道三百万吗？
And Brother Cock, do you know it's 3 million?
三百万呢？
It's $3 million.
我说我不知道三百万有多少。
Then I say I don't know how much is $3 million.
主跟你讲话，你自己看着办吧。
And when the Lord speaks to you, then you shall respond accordingly.
他才跟我说，我还有很多 partner 呢。
And he said to me, I have many other partners.
我还要跟他们交代呢。
And I need to give account to them.
弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
理由很多。
很
多的理由。
And you may have many reasons.
你可以说有很大的代价。
And you may say that the price is pretty high.
说主啊怎么给啊。
And you will say, Lord, how should I give?
好像那个弟兄我还记得他看着我说郭弟兄300万。
I still remember that brother looking at me saying that Brother Cock is $3 million.
弟兄姊妹
And brothers and sisters.
犹大30块钱把主卖了。
And Judas sold our Lord at the price of 30 silver coins, silver.
那你呢?
But what about you?
你起初的爱在哪里?
Where is your first love?
你上次真的流着眼泪说主啊我给你我给你。
And then, did you really offer yourself, offer these things to the Lord in tears and say, Lord, I give you, I give that to you?
弟兄姊妹我们主实在太可爱了。
And the brothers and sisters, our Lord is so lovely.
你不要的他也不要啊。
If you don't want something, then he doesn't want that thing either.
你想想看。
You think of this.
你说我现在钱要信下来我拿来奉献。主不看重这个。
And he said, oh, I have some leftover money, then I would like to give that money to the Lord. The Lord will not take it.
你要的主又要。
What you want, the Lord want that thing also.
我们属灵的经历不是这样吗?
Isn't that true for our spiritual experiences?
主好不好交换?
And we say, Lord, how about let's exchange?
我把这个留下来,你要别的吧。
And let me keep this and you can have others.
不。
No.
你要的主也要。
And then what you want, exact the things that the Lord wants.
那主就问你一个问题。
Then the Lord will ask you one thing.
约翰的儿子西门。
And Peter the son
Bar-Jonah,
Bar-Jonah.
你爱我比杰瑟更多吗?
Do you love me more than this?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是起初的爱。
And this is the first love.
不是很深的道理。
This is not a deep doctrine.
那是那么简单的路。
And yet it is not an easy path.
弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters.
如果每天主的供应是新的。
If the supply of the Lord is new every day.
每天我们在主面前得到主的怜悯是新的。
Every day as we receive the Lord's mercies is new.
我们的奉献是新的。
If our offering is new.
我要告诉你。
And then I will tell you this.
你肯定过的生活是新的。
Then your living shall surely be new.
我们还是穿着旧人。
And we're still putting on this old self.
每天你能对主说，主感谢你。
And yet we can say to the Lord, Lord, every day, thank you.
新的生命。
Because of this new life.
新的日子。
Because of these new days.
我对你有新的认识。
And I have this new knowledge of you.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters,
我们真的要过新的生活。
We truly need to live this new living.
若有人在基督里
If anyone is in Christ,
就是新的创造。
He is a new creation or creature.
旧事已过
And all things has passed away.
都变成新的了
And all has become new.
我真何等希望我们的弟兄姊妹就活在这个新的里面。
And how much I hope that all brothers and sisters will live in this newness.
我谢谢你忍耐我讲的嗓子。
I thank you for forbearing my voice.
我只能请你弟兄做个祷告了。
Okay, then let's pray. 主我们要感谢赞美你主啊因为你将你自己新的生命赏赐给我们主啊让我们能够在你的跟前过一个新的生活主啊我们谢谢你将这一个基本可是又重要的话语在赏赐在我们当中主啊引领我们能够真实摸到这个实际主啊就在我们每天的生活里面我们来靠近你主啊在每天的生活里面我们来依靠你主啊我们也能够更新我们的奉献活在这个爱的里面主啊我们将感谢赞美都来归给你因为你在爱中从来没有放弃过我们主啊我们求你引导每天的道路让我们众弟兄姊妹能够活在这个新鲜的恩典当中主啊让每日的生活能够真实讨你的喜悦主啊我们谢谢你对我们的心说话
我们将感谢祷告奉耶稣基督最宝贵的名，阿们。